He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
He's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Well, we got some stuff going on this week, especially today, Goo.
It's percolating?
It is. It's percolating. We got the Niners ball game Sunday against the Vikings. And you know what? Today, Goo, we'll squeeze in a little Warriors, a little Giants, because there's a couple nuggets out there.
All right.
I want to address, but let's not bury the lead. Christian McCaffrey.
C-Mac.
Is he going to play? Is he not going to play?
Man.
Thoughts?
We got a quote we'll play from him, but
sure.
he seems irritated. And he says he takes pride, Steiny, I'm paraphrasing. He don't want to be one of those guys that I'm going to play, I'm not going to play. You know, he says he's ready to go, but I'm like, that can't. We're worried, not just me, but that's his reality, right? Or is the team going to say, hey, C-Mac, sit down. We know you're ready to go. We got a merit. We want to win the war, not the battle.
Well, one of his quotes, he said the decision was a group decision among him and Shanahan and the front office and Lynch and the running back coach. But we'll find out. We will find out. Probably closer to game time than today, but we'll get into Christian McCaffrey, that injury, how serious it could or couldn't be. But the other thing I want to get into today, Goo, is, I mean, is it this simple? If I were to say this.
Give it to me.
See what happened to McCaffrey? That's why running backs don't get paid, or most running backs don't get paid.
I don't want to plant my flag there. I think it's bigger than that, and you know it sucks. But at the end of the day, Steiny, the running backs do matter, and I've been banging that drum for a while. But I mean, he got his money, he got his version of it, big money in the offseason. So that's not an issue. But what I do know, thinking about this matchup, and I know you didn't ask, Steiny, he played last Monday night when Brian Flores and that defense introduced you to six man fronts, and basically were saying he's not going to beat us. And that has me excited because I'm thinking, okay, the Niners are going to walk into Minnie and beat the crap out of them. That may happen, but Flores can call defense, Steiny. And last time they were there, I know it was Monday night. There was no Debo, no Trent Williams, but they didn't do what the Jets did, where they just left the Jets, that is, gaping holes for Jordan Mason, J.P. Mason, baby Marshawn Lynch to run through. So I'm interested to see. I know Ayuk ain't up to par yet. But if they shut that run down, Minnesota, and commits to, you're not going to beat us, Jordan Mason, if McCaffrey doesn't play, it'll be an aerial attack. And I want to see, will Brandon Ayuk be a part of that?
Yeah, and I also want to get into, at some point during the show, whether it's fair. Is it fair? That's all. Is it fair? I'm going to ask the question.
Is it fair?
The question is the question fair? And that is, is it fair to ask the 49ers, hey, did you maybe make a mistake by giving McCaffrey that money in the offseason, the guaranteed money that he was asking for? And did you think this might have been an issue back then? And did you just say, you know what, he's too good not to get this done? And if he's a little nicked up, he's a little nicked up. Or is it one of those things where you look at it now and say running backs get old in a hurry, and maybe that's something that we should have tried to stave off, if you will. But I know I've heard it from a couple people in the last day or two. Not necessarily saying the 49ers made a mistake, Goo, but
that's where I was just about to ask you, partner.
But boy, if this is more than it seems, then I think the question will get louder. But if he's playing against the Vikings, or heck, if he's even back against the Rams, then I don't think it's an issue, but we'll see. I mean, this could be a a dividing point maybe in McCaffrey's career, where he plays two full seasons and he gets banged up a little bit like he did a few years back. And maybe you start to see a little wear and tear take its toll on McCaffrey.
And do you think it's – first I want to ask you, do you believe that anything could have gone different? I mean, you and a lot of other people, and I'm not saying you're wrong, Steiny, were like, this is nothing. And McCaffrey says he's ready to go this Sunday. So we'll see if that manifests. But my point to you is, what gauge – like, there's no physical or x-ray he could have taken – you know, it's word of mouth, and if he's telling you he's good, and the Niners were like you and a lot of other people, there's nothing to see here, guru, stop worrying, that's how that extension happened.
Yeah.
And this just kind of, you know, came out of nowhere.
Yeah, I think they knew he was banged up at the end of last year.
Week 17, allegedly.
And I'm not here to say they made a mistake, by the way.
Right.
I'm just saying, is it fair to ask the question? And I also have written down, well, what were their options? If McCaffrey wants more money and he wants more guaranteed money, what really were the Niners' options? They were supposed to go all in this year. Then they had to go all in.
Mm-hmm.
But the question is, what is Christian McCaffrey's health for the remainder of the season? And is this an injury that's going to linger? So we're going to get into that today. We're also going to get into a little Warriors and Giants stuff, Goo. Anthony Slater in The Athletic wrote a story about Jonathan Kuminga and Moses Moody. And there's some news there, and maybe the news is this, that there's not a lot of news there. According to Slater, Jonathan Kuminga and the Warriors haven't really made significant progress on any kind of contract extension, and that goes ditto for Moses Moody. So they've got over a month to get that done, so we'll find out. We'll find out about that. But
you think he gets done for Kuminga?
I wouldn't do it,
but if he's going to throw a hissy fit, you're going to laugh at this take. I think that's leverage on his part. If the team is worried about, will he take not getting extended into the season?
Yeah, and a bunch of his classmates were extended for big money.
Big dollars.
We'll find out if the Warriors want to pay that kind of money or whether they're going to try to get him at a more reasonable number, and if that could linger. Dave Fleming was on with the morning show today, and Giants, boy, they're
floundering.
What? They scored 10 runs last night.
Going micro, I'm going macro.
Yeah.
September didn't even matter. They fell off before. Like, that's how disappointed I am.
Well, but they're playing hard. You got to give them credit, Goo. They're playing hard.
People not showing up. Remember, you missed
25,000.
Miss Study, stop.
They had 25.
What I saw on 85-inch Samsung.
Two?
About 11.5.
Five.
This is Study.
25, baby.
Yeah. I got land that's for the you magic, in the Yume, too.
That's the magic number.
Please.
25.
Was he despondent this morning, or was he just Fleming? Like,
oh, I can't speak to that. I didn't listen.
All right, got you. But
the one part I heard,
and that's what they are this season is. Duvall, they lost their closer.
Almost a 500 team right now.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just saying. Yeah. But no, I did hear Fleming talk about how disappointing this year's been for Melvin, a Bay Area guy.
First year.
He feels like he's let the, let the Bay down. He thinks he could have done a better job, but, we'll get into that,
And they're two games under five, partner.
Is that it?
72 and 74. Well, I'm like, it ain't five yet.
I remember when they were six games under. So they've really picked up the pace, on that. I think you can,
eight games back of the last wild card.
Yeah. How many left?
146, 16.
Okay, we got to get moving.
Yeah.
Giants got to get moving. And then I got a, here's one thing I got to.
Give it to me, partner.
You know what I did some brushing up on last night?
I'm trying to make something, what happened yesterday's show.
I don't think you're going to be able to make a connection.
All right, give it to us.
I did some homework on the San Jose Sharks, believe it or not. Believe it or not.
My man is all the way. Well, season tickets, you're all the way
in. Let me tell you something. It's not all necessarily about Macklin Celebrini.
Oh.
Yeah, they've got other players on that team that need to shine, and I believe they will. And we could have some fun with that maybe at 1:30.
We'll watch us together more hockey from the Sharks than we ever have. I can
no doubt.
There is no divide, man. The tank.
Absolutely, positively, no doubt. So that's what we got going today. We're going to do things a teeny bit different. We're going to take a break earlier in this show. We're going to take a break now, but I just wanted to kind of use that first 10 minutes to tell you what we're going to be getting into. And, one more thing. I know we've been talking a lot of 49ers, but have you been hearing about what's going on with Caitlin Clark?
She's amazing.
And everyone's got opinions about what's going on, but I got to tell you something. I think people are missing the boat.
Right.
When they use stats, I think they're missing the boat. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment brought to you by Lucky California.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt.
What did I do wrong? You better be careful.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, today's the day we turn the page on the Niners-Jets. Start looking ahead to the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday.
Who beat the Niners last year, Steiny?
Well, Kirk Cousins was mainly the reason there. But at 1 o'clock, we're going to be joined by Arif Hassan. And he is a NFL writer. You can check out his work at wideleft.football. He also co-hosts a Vikings podcast called Norse Code, so he's familiar with the Minnesota Vikings. We'll figure out what they're all about at about 1 o'clock. But the topic of the day, obviously, with the San Francisco 49ers is Christian McCaffrey goo. And yesterday he talked to the media, and we haven't had a chance to hear any of this sound. So I say we take a listen to it, and then we try to figure out
for you all.
Yeah, then I think we try to figure out what we think's going on here. But here's how Christian McCaffrey prepares, injury or no.
On Monday morning, just moving around a little bit. You know, I prepare every week to play. My mindset every week is I'm going to play. You know, there's been weeks where I'll go the full week, not even feeling good enough to do the walkthrough. And then I wake up and my body's capable of a lot of cool things. And, you know, mentally, I'm always prepared to play. And then woke up and it was a group decision, very tough one. I hate not playing, but look at it as a chess move and, you know, something that hopefully we can benefit from the rest of the season.
All right. So that's Christian McCaffrey talking about how it was a group decision. And I think the thing that stuck out to me there, Goo, and I think we got to be ready for it, is I don't think we can assume because he's not practicing or because he's limited that it means he won't play. Because I just heard him say that there were times he could barely make a walkthrough,
man,
which is on a Saturday, and then he wakes up Sunday, feels good, and plays. So it really does kind of feel like something that may linger a little bit, but some days are better than others. And if a game falls on a day or a period of time when it's feeling good, then he's going to play. If not, then I guess they're going to have a decision to make.
Yeah, and you know what resonated with me yesterday, Stoudy, was the crossover with Willard and Dibbs. And Willard was basically, he made the point, and he was right on, nobody knows if 6 weeks is going to be enough, Stoudy,
right,
or 4 weeks. But hearing that sound, I'm telling you, this means something to me. McCaffrey, I don't think he's on that time of, you know what, I'm just going to shut it down for 4 or 5 weeks. It's like he's a gladiator, Stoudy, and he's like, if I feel good, I'm a go, and what happens, happens. And the wannabe doctors like myself, I'll put you in the camp, and Evan are like, are we so sure that's the right prescription? You know what I'm saying? But he's looking at it from a gladiator standpoint. Like, Stoudy, there's a possibility he's on the field Sunday at 10 a.m. in Minny.
Yeah, I think it's possible. I wouldn't say it's probable.
But how scary is that for the fans? Because obviously he's facing it head on. It's almost like if something happens, it happens, Goo.
Well, you know, you asked the question, how scary is it for the fans? And they can certainly answer for themselves at 888-957-9570. I mean, I think in the short term, you got to feel pretty good. about Jordan Mason. I think on a small level, you probably are wondering if you're Kyle Shanahan, how does he rebound from a 28 carry performance when he's never carried that much before? I think that's a fair way to go into this game. And maybe you're going to have to use Mason and another back this week if McCaffrey's not ready. But I tell you what.
Go ahead, because I got something for you.
You know, I look at Jordan Mason kind of as a backup quarterback, and that is you don't want him to start a lot of the games because that means something's wrong with your starter. But if you have to play him 3, 4, 5 games to get you over the hump, I don't think there's anybody out there that feels bad that Jordan Mason is the backup and that he's probably going to be the guy to replace McCaffrey. I think in the short term, 49er fans got to feel pretty good about that.
Okay, I understand that, but let me run something by you all. So McCaffrey got his money.
Yeah.
He's prideful. I called him a gladiator. He's earned it. You watch him, Steiny. He's not Earl Campbell. He's not the biggest guy, but he's tough. He takes a lot of pounding. Do you think at all, tell me if I'm on crazy street, the fact that Mason had so much success Monday night, not that he's insecure, but we hear athletes all the time talking about, you know what, I could have sat out, but I don't want my backup, you know, to get some rhythm. Not to where he's forgotten, because we know how important he is. Like, I'm just asking you, do you think that, give me 5% of his thought process might be, hey, Jordan had a good game, Christian McCaffrey's happy for his teammate, but if I can go when maybe I shouldn't, I'm going to go just so I can hold it down. We don't need the emergence of young J.P. Mason. Just a thought.
What percentage do you want me to meet you?
Well, I'm on crazy street.
Yeah,
I'm like,
I think so.
You at the corner, I'll come pick you up. But
I'm not getting in the car.
Okay, all right.
I think McCaffrey's a made man.
No, I know that.
No, but I also
but the ego part of it.
Nah.
Where nobody, you know.
Yeah. I don't know.
When I'm out and Evan's in here and I ain't McCaffrey and he's killing it.
Well,
and
that's the point.
And you're out and Evan's killing it. I'm like, oh boy.
Yeah, I guess that speaks to the security of each of us.
Yeah. I'm not saying being insecure, but just, you know, let me defuse the young fella behind me.
I wouldn't want to do that.
Well, I'm not saying it's malicious. It's pride.
Yeah, well, here's what he said about Jordan Mason, Christian McCaffrey, and see if we can read into it.
I'm so proud of him. When you're in a rhythm and you're in a groove, you let him be. And he showed that, man. I was so pumped for him. And, you know, just everything that he's done all camp, you know, he's earned that and he balled out and it showed.
Did you talk to him after the game?
Yeah, absolutely.
What'd you say?
Yeah. Congrats. Yeah, congratulated him. We got a special room and he's right there in the play and someone who's going to help our team a lot this year. So I'm happy he's in our room and super happy for him.
He gets into a rhythm and a groove.
I believe him.
Let him be. Let him be.
And I believe he's happy for him.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
I got to believe he's ecstatic, and I'll bet you Kyle Shanahan's pretty happy too.
But I left the stadium with Evan Monday night. Stoney got in the car thinking there's no way McCaffrey has a chance to play this week. This is something they'll slow play, but hearing McCaffrey, Russell Crowe, the gladiator, talk, like I really believe now they're I would bet that he's playing.
Boy, if I had a bet.
Like if you're at the counter right now, Stoney, 5 stacks.
Is that 500?
5,000.
Oh, my God, 5,000.
Yeah.
So I'm betting 5,000 on whether he plays or not?
Yeah, right now.
I'd say he's not playing. I'd have to bet on him not playing. Just because.
This is explain the because.
Just because it's the second game of the year and. Why not err on the side of caution? Why would you bet he is playing?
From the sound we've heard. And also, there's one we haven't heard from, Stoney. I don't know if you can cue it up.
Sure.
The distraction. He doesn't want to be that player that I think I'm playing. I think I'm good. I don't know if I'm playing. Like, all that is a turnoff to him. And when you're injured, I feel like that's par for the course. It's like you're not doing anything on purpose, but you're dealing with an ailment.
888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking about Christian McCaffrey and whether or not he's going to play against the Minnesota Vikings. Vikings beat the 49ers last year 22-17. 22-17 behind Kirk Cousins. And he was 35 for 45.
Damn. He was throwing that thing. Yeah. But now we, the Sam Darnold revenge game.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Travis. Travis is in Oakland. Wants to talk a little Jordan Mason. What's up, Trav? How you doing, buddy?
Hey. Hey, how y'all doing, man?
Doing well.
That's great. That's great. Love the show. I just wanted to talk about how Jordan Mason wasn't used in the Super Bowl and the playoffs when they knew he had this talent already. And I really felt like that he could have been the one that softened up the defenses because he's a power runner.
Man.
And then you had McCaffrey come right behind him and be, you know, the finesse that busts the big play because they're beat up, you know. So I knew last year because I'm can I get a little drop? I know y'all do the drop sometimes. I know a guy from my hometown of Kentucky that works for the 49ers, and I wanted to ask him. I never got around to it. Like, you know, with the Ayuk situation, it's the same thing. Like, why wasn't he used? But I guess, you know, he couldn't learn the plays or he wasn't as focused or whatever it was. I always wanted to ask him, like, why wasn't Jordan Mason played more? Did he not have the focus? Was he, like, you know, a wild child or what? You know, like, I don't know.
Let me take a crack at it. I'm Daryl Steinmetz. Kyle Shanahan's style is he's going to run the one-trick pony. The Ferrari is McCaffrey, and I guess he's not into, you know, doing the two-headed monster or three-headed monster.
I think they will learn from the Pittsburgh Steelers. Look how they ran Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown into the ground throughout the season. Then when it came to the playoffs, they never finished.
Mm-hmm. I mean, hey, Travis, appreciate the call. I mean, the minute Travis started talking, the first thing I thought about was the Warriors and Kuminga and Moody and Wiseman and how
the youth,
a lot of fans wanted those guys to play and have more of a role. And I guess Steve Kerr thought they weren't ready. The only thing I can think of with Jordan Mason, keep in mind, he was an undrafted player.
Man, that's crazy.
So I think, Travis, what I would tell you is, you know, you're asking why Jordan Mason didn't spell McCaffrey more last year. Maybe it's because Kyle Shanahan didn't trust him enough to spell him last year. But what if I told you that I kind of think the process is now starting? That's the one thing that I think Guru's probably going to come out of this, even though, you know, I think it's going to be something Kyle Shanahan's not crazy about. And that is, I think the 49ers have to monitor McCaffrey's touches and the pounding he takes just a little bit more than they have in the past.
It's interesting, Stoney, and it'll be something that will rear its head and we'll be able to find out. And I think, and I was at the game again for the millionth time Monday, and Debo got up slow. He's incredible, Stoney. We know he's a tank, a collision, but he got up slow a few times. And I know you're going to say it's tackle football, it's a rough sport, but those eight carries, let's just assume McCaffrey plays. Do you think Jordan Mason gets, though? Like, there should never be a game that the Niners play from here on out, I believe, partner, and you could call me prisoner of the moment, where Jordan Mason shouldn't get 5 to 7 carries, Donnie. But
seems to make sense. That makes sense to me.
Only because of the injury, or we got a glimpse of what Mason could do against a Robert Sala defense?
Mostly because of the McCaffrey injury.
Yeah.
I mean, I think if Christian McCaffrey were 26 or 25,
he's 28.
This wouldn't be an issue. But at 28, guys get a little bit older. And I think whether Kyle Shanahan wants to or not, he's going to have to figure out a way to use McCaffrey judiciously. And I think if you ask most 49er fans about how Shanahan coaches, I don't think he likes to coach that way. Yeah. But he may have to work within some parameters that he's not used to working in.
So I'm not wrong when I say this. If that does happen, this will be the first time since McCaffrey's been a Niner that he's sharing the rock, per se, because of injury or whatever the reason is. Like, I can't wait to see how that, you know, what Kyle does.
Well, how many carries would Mason have to get for you to say they're sharing, I guess is what.
It would be double digits. Like, if he got 10 to 12.
Yeah, see, I think that's high. for him if McCaffrey's playing, but who knows? 888-957-9570 is the number. Christian McCaffrey, some more Christian McCaffrey on his mindset going into not just this week, but every week.
You know, I'm not lying. I think as soon as a player says, you know, maybe I'll play, maybe I won't, that's not a good mentality to go into a week with, you know, when you're kind of on the fence. So for me, I'm ready to go.
So it sounds to me,
Steiny.
It sounds to me like he will have to be told he's not playing. Because I think if you asked him today, he's practicing this week like he's going to play. Because if he feels good Sunday, he's going to play. I think he's practicing like he's going to play.
It sounds like it.
And if he doesn't feel great on Sunday, he just won't play. That's the way it sounds to me.
But what if he feels great? Will they still pull him to the side like I've been lobbying for and say, hey, Christian, just sit this one out?
I think if he says he feels great, you got to play him.
And I really think 25 total touches with the bat. Like they'll use him like they have. And you never know what the right way, like Willard kept saying yesterday. Are we so sure 7 weeks he's gonna be any better? And if he's telling you he's ready to go, I guess he's earned that, Steiny. Like he's not on eggshells about, oh, it might go Durant. He ain't thinking about none of that.
No,
how does he feel Sunday morning?
This from Chicago Jason on the YouTube chat. He says splitting carries would be like 60-40. So that would be, let's say, about McCaffrey, 15 carries, and Mason, 10. Mm. 15 and 10 is what would be essentially a 60-40 split. So we'll see how it all plays out. But obviously, it's the biggest decision the 49ers are going to have to make this week, and that is whether or not to play Christian McCaffrey. One last thing, because this is always something that's talked about when we talk about a calf and an Achilles, and that is, does the turf make any difference as opposed to natural grass? Of course, this game Sunday is on turf in Minneapolis. Is turf an issue?
Yeah, if you can't run on turf, you can't run on the field. Can't run on grass, can't run on turf. If you can go, you can go.
John Wayne, man. He ain't hearing none of that, Stoney. If you can go, you can go. Man.
Maybe I'd take that $5,000 now and put it on McCaffrey to play.
Yeah. I mean, man, if again, the wordplay, everything coming from him is like, miss me with all that soft stuff. And then he said that he didn't like that mentality of, and I'm like, damn, is that really a mentality, Steiny? If you're ailing, to take it day by day, minute by minute, you know, and see how you feel, you know, on the weekend or the morning of the game. But he's calling that a whack mentality.
I guess my question to 49er fans is how far do you think this team could go if this McCaffrey thing lingers? If the McCaffrey injury lingers, let's say 6-8 games, how confident are you in Jordan Mason? I think they could survive with Jordan Mason for a good chunk of the season. I do wonder about the postseason and late in the season, when the opponents start getting better and you maybe are playing playoff teams. But I feel like you tell me if you agree.
Yeah.
If McCaffrey were to miss the year and they just used Jordan Mason, they're still winning 10 games.
No doubt.
I think.
I agree. Okay, and that's why I came away, or we did, some of us, just blown away at his brilliance, Kyle, in regard to scheming it up, regardless of who the player is. And I know it's a different position, but Jimmy Garoppolo looked the best he could possibly look, played in the Super Bowl under the tutelage of Kyle Shanahan. Now, I went to the lab again, Steiny.
Last
night.
Oh.
And I'm watching the game again, and for whatever Robert Saleh was doing, and it goes back to J.P. Mason, their gap integrity was, it felt like UI and Evan could run through those holes. So I need to answer your question, more sample of Jordan Mason running against Minnesota, who might load the box and dare the Niners aerial attack to beat them. Okay. Like, and I think they can, but in order for me to say Mason can hold it down, there's got to be different defenses they face, and that's what's so interesting about this matchup Sunday is we already saw last year, I think the Vikings, with that six-man front, Stoney held them to 1.53 yards after contact. That was the Niners' lowest of the season.
Oh,
they were selling
out. You were
in
the lab.
No, I'm just saying, they were selling out to stop the run, and they beat them. Now, you could call and say, no Debo, no Trent Goo. I get it. But if I'm the Vikings, J.P. Mason ain't beating us. You're going to have to throw it with Ayuk, who hadn't even, you know, worked on his rapport with Brock Purdy. That's how you got to beat me.
I think the way the 49ers are comprised, I don't think they're going to be able to be stopped with a one-dimensional defense like that.
All right.
I just don't.
I'm not mad at you, but...
And I think you're right. I mean, those numbers are impressive from last year's game, but you're correct. There was no Trent Williams and there was no Debo Samuel. So, I mean, I think the way the 49ers are comprised, they can beat you multiple ways.
All right.
And if you take away the run, and this is where I think the difference is between Brock Purdy and anybody else who's quarterback the 49ers, and that is, if you take the run away, you can dare their quarterback to beat you. I'm not sure you can do that with Brock Purdy because I think he will beat you. He, with just smart decisions and taking what the defense gives you.
He's 18-4 as a starter in the regular season.
Yeah, and I just think that's something that would have had or has better success against a guy like Jimmy Garoppolo, just because Purdy, to me, is better and more polished than Jimmy G. So we'll find out probably more later today and into tomorrow whether or not Christian McCaffrey's going to play.
This is going to be a game time again.
Yeah, I think it is, too. I think it is, too. But I think they're going to go about doing things the same way they did in week one, saying the hope is he's going to play, the hope is he's going to play, the hope is he's going
to
play.
Now, I do have to say this, just going off of J.P. Mason's great game and great night, one thing that did rear its head, regardless of who you believe, he did say he knew Friday he was starting. So you could do with that information what you will. We're saying it's a game time decision. It sounds like JP was alerted Friday from someone within the organization, Stoney, that he was going to be running back one.
Yeah, I feel like I got to say this, and I think most people agree with me. Like, in a way, poor Jordan Mason.
I hated that for him.
Yeah, he gets caught up in that crap that he has nothing to do with.
Tell it his truth,
and he may have just answered the question honestly, but Kyle Shanahan didn't say start. He just said be ready to play. In any event, to me, it doesn't matter whether Mason was going to start or not. Kyle Shanahan did what every coach is going to do on a Friday and say, look, Kyle, you know, he's banged up a little bit. You may have to go.
Yeah.
So be ready. It sounded to me also like even if McCaffrey was going to play,
Mason was going to get some.
He had told Mason to be ready. Mm. So, yeah, Jordan Mason getting caught up in that interview after the game where he was asked that. I mean, obviously, nobody holds anything against him for answering the question.
And the reporter's like, literally, they're doing their job, and I always say, you're going to be hard. They run right back to Kyle. Hey, he said this, he said this. I know Kyle was like, damn it.
Let me throw this at 49er fans because it's a text from the Xfinity Mobile text line. And I think it's a good text because I want to ask you if you're worried about McCaffrey or you're worried about the position. And this is what the 925 said. If this injury lingers and you have to go with Jordan Mason, you better hope he stays healthy, which is something running backs can't seem to do in this offense.
Wow, man.
So
you pointed that out. It was a couple months back. We talked about it.
Yeah. Are we simply going to replace the worry over McCaffrey with the worry of Jordan Mason and whether a young back who's not used to this kind of workload can handle it? Does anybody have concerns about Mason being able to handle his workload or Mason perhaps getting hurt because of overuse.
Yeah, and we talked about it. Who's the backup to the backup if there is no McCaffrey? And will he even be used?
Yeah. I mean,
it's fascinating.
I mean, I don't know. Does Kyle Shanahan look at Jordan Mason and say, you know, Christian McCaffrey's a horse, and he's been in this league seven, eight years, and I know that he can be a bell cow, but does Shanahan think, you know what, Mason's not really built that way. I can't use him like I use Christian McCaffrey. We're going to find that out, too. But we can get back to that on the other side about whether all running backs get hurt or whether the 49er running backs seem to get hurt more than other running backs. 888-957-9570 is the number, and I'll just throw that out to 49er fans. I mean, do you think there's something with the running back position and the way the 49ers play that maybe puts their players in a little bit more of harm's way than other running backs? We can talk about that on the other side. That segment was brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.